building.
Let's go back to the Gemara. I don't really much to say from the top of the base, but we'll read the Gemara anyway. That's that principle. So the Mishnah said, "V'chein begin emokim shenog b'lugde mechayv anoyse." The Pashup Shad sounds like only in emokim shenog b'lugde do you have to make a gather in a gino. Like the Gemara, "Hagufa kasha." Amid v'chein begin emokim shenog b'lugde mechayv anoyse. Ostam ma'im mechayv anoyse. Mashmois is only in a place where there's a definite minhag to be gather do you have to make a wall. But in a place where there is no minhag, then we're not mechayv in a gino. Eima seif, aval bika mokim shenog b'shaloy b'lugde ein mechayv anoyse. Ostam ma'im anoyse. So it comes out that a bikka is more chomer than a gino. A bikka stoma needs a gather, and a gino stoma doesn't need a gather. How could that be? Has to stand gino out of the glory. Stand bikka mi boya. So the posture to the Gemara that a gino needs a wool more than a bikka. What does Rashi say? Why is that? Why is that so posture to the Gemara? Look, Rashi. Has to stand gino out of the glory after bisha hezik riyosa kosher. Rashi doesn't explain how the Gemara knows. How does the Gemara know that a gina has more hezekria than a bikkur? So it depends. If the reason why you're making a wall in a gina is al stinyonik dira, the hezekria of dira, so then I understand there's more dira in a gina than in a bikkur. A bikkur is a field, you know, you grow wheat or something. And a gina is a garden. So maybe there's more in yonik dira in a gina than there is in a bikkur. Okay. See the Gemara that Bezim and Bez had a Havamina that this Mamash Hezekriya, this Adir the Gemara Hezekriya in Gino. Gemara wanted to bring a Raya from Gino that it's a Hezekriya Shmei Hezek. Whereas Doichan knows it's Alstayin Har. But it's Mashman, there is some degree of Dira in a Gino. Because there's no degree. You hold Hezekiah Lashme Hezek, and the Hezekiah of a Gina is only a sign Hara. So why would it be more pushed than it? Why would a Gina need more than a Bikkur? Wait till Lishna Kama. So Hezekiah of Dira, even in a Chutz, is nothing. So why does a Gina, but in a Gina we do require wool. Why do we require wool in a Gina? In a Bikkur, because of Ayin Hara. So why would it be pushed? Maybe this is going like Lishna Basra. The Lishna Kama. Taisa on the base said with Eirish that the Lishna Kama also has this Gemara. The Gemara has the Kashan Lishna Kama. Taisa, the Gemara knows. The Gemara over there knows this Gemara. So obviously, this Gemara must be going like the Lishna Kama too. So that's not so clear to me. Why is it more Ayan Hara?
Could you say the same thing we said Taisa on the base that for the man the Amar has a Yer Shmei has it? So it would still be worse in a Gina because Gina is constant as opposed to a Bikkur, which is only once a year. So same thing with Ayin Hara.
Bikkur is only Chodesh Echad b'shana. Taisus beferish. There's more Ayin Hara in a Gina than in a Bikkur. You're right. Taisus beferish. There's more Ayin Hara in a Gina than in a Bikkur because the Gina has tomatoes growing in it all year round. The Bikkur is only Chodesh Echad b'shana that the wheat is fully grown and it's subject to Ayin Hara. So maybe that's the Kav HaChayim here too. What about the Rama? The Rama holds it that the gather of a gino is not for Ayin Hara, not for Hezekiah, it's the Nitbazol of Kagano. It's a gather of Asar Tvachim. So why is that more in a gino than in a Bikkur? Why isn't more Nitbazol of Kagano in a gino than in a Bikkur? Right? Right? Remember the Rambam? The Rambam passes in a Gina, all you need is an Asarat Tvachim, and a Bik also. But a Gina is more common than a Bik. Stam Gina, you need to have a Gather Asarat Tvachim. Stam Bik, you don't need to have. Well, maybe that's the shot. Maybe I'll stack out Dira, since there's a little bit of Dira that's done in a Gina. The Rambam compares it to a God. It's a little bit of Dira that's done in a Gina. So not enough to warrant. The Rambam says not enough to warrant the Dalar Amas. Even a Gag, the Rambam says, you don't need Dalar Amas. So in a Gino, you certainly don't need Dalar Amas. But in a Gag, you need Asarat Tvachim to meet the Pesol of Gagana, because you might leave your stuff there. So a Gino, also you have some minimal degree of leaving things around in a Gino that you don't, you know, that you want the Yishuv Nit Pesol of Gagana. But maybe a Bikr doesn't even have that. There's less Nit Pesol of Gagana than a Bikr. Maybe that's not compulsion. Okay, so anyway, last thing where is Kasha. It means the gina plus mokum shnogulikda. Taisa speaks out. And what about Bikka? It'll be also the same thing. Bechem Bikka plus Malkum Shnogul Shloy Likder Ein Mechayv Noisei. So come out there in a Gino Stam plus Malkum Shnogul Likder Ein Mechayv Noisei. And in a Bikka Stam plus Malkum Shnogul Shloy Likder Ein Mechayv Noisei. I'm like, Rabbi, I'm Cain, my apple. Sorry, I'm reading it wrong. I'm a by Hochem, a Bechain Stam Gino needs a wall. Who Malkum Shinog to live there in a Bikko needs a wall. And then what's Bikko? Bechain Bikko, Taisa says that Stam Bikko and Malkum Shinog Shaloy live there in a Gino ain't Machayim, I say. So both Bobas are talking about Bikko and Gino. We were just in both clauses. We're talking about a gina and a bikko. That's the maskana. Stam gina is a mokum shnogul ligdar, and stam gina is a mokum shnogul shaloy ligdar. So most rishonim are medayik that in a gina. It's only a samgino, but in a gino where it's a mokum shaloi ligdor, then it's aim mechayv noisa. In the chutz we saw yesterday, it's machaikas. If you have a mokum shnogul shaloi ligdor, machaikas are being in the Rashba. The Rashba holds, the Rosh agrees, that in the chutz there's no such thing as a minig shaloi ligdor. But in a gino, you could have a taka minig shaloi, you could have a minig shaloi ligdor. Should speak out. It makes sense, really. In a gina, in a chutz, we're talking about hezik. So in hezik riyah, even if it's a minig not to be mocked, but in hezik riyah, the Ramban says in Daphim Tess that hezik riyah is odom ba'odom. Something that's not the derech to be meichel. So even if it's a minig, it doesn't mean anything. But gina is ayin hara. Ayin hara is mominous. Mominous, if there's a minig not to be mocked, but in that degree of mominous of ayin hara, so they're not mocked. Fine. Ellen wrote the kindness to take Shalay Bain of Isa Chazes. My Chazes, Amr Akuna, Achve Lakana Labak. Rashi says, Roshi Hakaisel Yokuf Litzad Chavere. Frankly, more of an Evan Milagev. Why not turn it inside? So Gemara says, Ovid Chavre Nami Milabar. Vomit Yidivit Yidayu. Then, if you're going to make the simon on your side by bending the Rosh HaKaisel towards you, so he'll make the same thing on the other side. So he'll cut it off. He's also made the deal. Ikadami Omer Afuna Michvel Lekarne Milagev. Taka, just opposite. You bend the end of the wall inside. Fekim am neven mi labar. Guys, the chavi gomer di David di David. Yochi hashtanai mi layef le chavi. So he'll make an appendage. He'll add something. Gomer di David di David. Yifufa made the deal. Fekim am neven chutz katonik kakash. The lashon of Mishnah's mashka. Like the first lashon. The chazus is on the other side, on the far side. Yechen omar. Mishaya ba'amso mi labar. Puts tit. Peel it off. And what about Hutzah? What if they had a mechitzah of Hutzah v'dafna? So then what do you do? How do you make a simon in a Hutzah v'dafna? So the Rambam says, "Omer Nachman sinufi yirechi milabar." The Nevin will give over nami chavei milabar. But David yidivid yideu yochi hashnami gaiz. Bottom line, in a mechitza of hutzah v'dafna, there's taka no effective way to make a chazus. Then you taka have to have a shtar that you built it yourself. The Mishnah says, what if they both built the wall by a bikkur or by a gino? So then you make two chazis. That way we know that if it falls down, that they both built it. Try to think about Amalir Ava Rav and Bipazikul Rav Ravashi. Instead of having them both make a chazis, have neither make a chazis. Neither will make the chazus. No chazus will have the same effect. So we already know Smachaykas Rashi and Taisus was pshat in this Gemara. Had many, many times. Taisus in that phase learns Lo yaseh chazus lo lezeh v'lo lezeh means don't make any chazus. It'll remain a suffix. So what if it'll be a suffix? Mi suffix, it'll be chelkin. Mi suffix, it'll be chelkin. Maybe it'll fall over. What's that going to help? But maybe if you're not going to make any chazus and you're just going to rely on the suffix, so what's going to happen if it falls over to one side? It's going to fall into Shimon Shushus, so it'll become a muksuk. Zoktai says, no, tfis lach shenay lera suffix. Won't help. We tfis lach shenay lera suffix. And that's Taisus. This was Taisus's mokah. This was the main mokah that Taisus put in that base to the yisoid of tfis lach shenay lera suffix. Because otherwise, the Gemara makes no sense. What do you mean, don't make any chazus? Obviously, 9 times out of 10, the wall falls on the wall. So the wall doesn't fall straight down; it falls over to one side. And yet, the Gemara thinks that that's fine. Lo yaseh chazus lo lezeh v'lo lezeh. Except the Gemara answers this is Ramayim and so on. But the etzim lo yaseh chazus lo lezeh v'lo lezeh. So Taisus arrived that even if the wall falls to one side, it'll still be yachleiku. So therefore, the Gemara thinks, who needs a chazus? Don't make any chazus at all. Rashi l'charis chaylik in that. We saw Rashi in the Dalet and Madalet when the Gemara said pshito. By a chotzer, whereas it's pshita, who needs the lefichoch? It's pshita sheyachleiku. Rashi and Taisus both learn. It's sheyachleiku misafik. So Taisus says that the Gemara's kasha pshita is even if it falls on one side, it's still pshita sheyachleiku. Because even misafik is tvis lach shnei lera safik. But Rashi learns the Gemara's kasha pshita is that it fell straight down. So we learn Rashi that the Gemara's kasha pshita is only when it fell straight down. And the Gemara's answer is no, it didn't fall straight down. It fell over on its side. You see that Rashi holds that if it falls over on its side, then you become a muksuk and a mitzvah of erel of a riot. He doesn't hold from tefisa lachshon leilat suffik. He spoke. Either he doesn't hold from the side of tefisa lachshon leilat suffik at all. This is all ground that we covered. Either he doesn't hold from tefisa lachshon leilat suffik at all, or he holds that this is not called the tefisa lachshon leilat suffik because the suffik is only noilat when they like the Tosfos Rosh says in the Shita, the suffik is only noilat after they taina. Till they taina, Basin doesn't know that there's a suffik over here. So what does Rashi do with that Gemara? What kind of kash is that? But maybe it's going to fall over to one side. So Rashi addresses it. And Rashi says, well, Yasa Chosis Lele Zev Lele Zev, very simon, Shilu Asu Echad Bishalai, Shilu Asu Hayoyasa Chosis Mechus. Rashi lives in the worst kash, not don't make any chosis and it'll be a suffix. In the worst kash, don't make any chosis, and the fact that you don't make a chosis, that's the simon, that itself is a simon, Shishnayam Asu. The lack of a chosis will be a simon that they both built it together. So according to Tosis, Gemara's kasha is le'asachos le'lizev le'lizev means let's leave it as a suffix. Who needs to, if they both built it anyway, so leave it as a suffix. Misuffix will be a chayku. Even if the wall falls over, misuffix it'll still be a chayku. Correct in Ashur. But maybe it'll be Shah Harbe. Shah Harbe, Tosa says, you could tie in a Lakachti and Banisi, Mikadu Lakachti. What's the worst terrorist of Medalev? Why do you need the Lefichach? Because if it just fell over, that's Pshita Sheikh Lakumi Suffolk. You need the Lefichach in a case where Shah Harbe, if it's Shah Harbe, then you could tie in a Lakachti. And since you can tie in a lakachti, you can tie in a miga, benisi miga de lakachti. And therefore, I need the lefichuch to tell me there's an ansadi that he didn't build it as a miga b'mokam eden. But over here, there's no ansadi. Now we're talking about a bikkur. In bikkur, there is no ansadi. So we're working now, we're talking without an ansadi. So what's the more suggesting? Don't make any chazas at all. If you rely on the suffix. If it falls over and it's just a few days, a couple of days, okay, fine. I understand the Gemara's kasha. But why aren't we afraid? Maybe the reason why you have to make a double chassis is because we're afraid maybe the wall will fall over. And it'll be Shah Harbe. And if it's Shah Harbe, you'll be able to tie in a Benisi, maybe the Lakachti. That's why you have to make a double chassis. So the Masha answers that in a chenami, if it's Shah Harbe, he could tie the Bonisi Migadula Kachti. And maybe that would be a reason to make a double chazis. But it's not going to help you all that much, because even if you make a double chazis, the guy wants to be a ganav. What's it going to help to make a double chazis? So a double chazis will prove that they both built the Chesil together. So he won't be able to tie in a Banisi. By Shah Harbe, the Shimon, we're afraid might be a Ganav, is not going to be able to tie in a Banisi. But Shimon can still tie in something else. What could Shimon still tie in? Lakachti. The double Chazos doesn't say anything about Lakachti. And if Shah Harbe creates a suffix that maybe it's Lakachti, and I'm making the Chevel of Raya, so Shimon will still be able to tie in a Lakachti. So the double Chazos is not going to help for that. So therefore, says the Masha, Tais is going to read the Gemara. The Gemara is asking like this: if it falls down, don't make any chazus misafik. It'll be a chleiko anyway. See, so action I later suffik. Elamai, you want to say that maybe we should make a double chazus lest it fall down and be sure harbe. For that, a double chazus is not going to do too much good, because it'll keep Shimon from tining banisi, but it's not going to keep him from tining lakachti. So you're not really, he'll get a lawyer. The lawyer will tell him you have to tie. Anybody understands, it's a double chazus. Banisi is a stupid tainer if it's a double chazus. But so what? He'll tie in a lakachti. So it's not going to help for that. So what's the eitzah for Shah Harbe? Even if you make a double chazus, Shah Harbe, you shouldn't, if you leave it there for Shah Harbe, Shim is going to be able to steal it. The eitzah is don't be Shah Harbe. In a chenami. That's the in a chenami. It's just don't be Shah Harbe, because if Shah Harbe, Shim will be able to tie it. So therefore, that's why the Gemara didn't say. That's why the Gemara couldn't answer. We need a double chazus for Shah Harbe, because a double chazus for Shah Harbe is not going to do all that much good. It will stop the taina of Banisi, but it's not going to stop the taina of Lakach. So you anyway can't allow it to be Shah Harbe. So we're not addressing Shah Harbe. The double chazus is not a preventative for Shah Harbe. It's a preventative for when it falls over in the first few minutes. So for that, the Gemara says, for that, who needs a double chazus? Liasa chazus, leilazev, leilazev.
Rabbi, why do you ever need a
chazus
then?
Because
if it's
Shah
Harbe,
you can't tie a lakachti. No, but if it's not Shah Harbe, you can't tie a lakachti. It's like gedrus. We spoke already many times. First of all, shoot lakachti adodi, kapi lakachti. There's two terutzim. First of all, kapi lakachti. The more complicated terut is that kapi, if it's not Shah Harbe, then lishitosa is a shutuf. And shoot from the kafli adadi, but that's by itself was a whole can of worms. But it's you don't even need that. It's double push. If it just fell over any time, it's lakachti. It's nothing. It's not even a sofik. That's like goydus. We know echbali other. It's like you have something that belongs to a sheep wanders into my yard, and we know the merakama was So I don't even have. I can't tie a lakachti. There's not even a mokum sofik. So here we know how it fell over into my rishus. So that's not even a mokum sofik. Shahabi, right? These Ma'ir Sekas, the maybe it's Lakachli.
Just to clarify the mitzvahs of what goes on here, the wall falls, in general, stones fall in different directions. What does the chazas do once the wall is on the ground? Like, how do you know where, what side the.
Oh, I don't know. I guess you see the chazas. No, whatever sees this, you know, the wall falls down, so it's. But you still see there's a chazas, you know. See, yeah, that vice versa. That apparently you still see the chazas even after the wall falls down. What?
Edim saw the wall yesterday before it fell.
Yeah, also right. People have been seeing the chazas all the time, right? That creaks like that. But that's a given. Over the chazas apparently is still. We know where the chazas was. Fine. So Akapanim, it says in Mashah that if it falls down and if it falls down at Shahabe. So the chazus would have helped, a double chazus would have helped for Banisi. But it's not so much good all in all because he could still find the lakakti. So therefore the only real aids is just not to leave it. The Tzoyis is chaylik. The Tzoyis goes further. The Tzoyis says that he thinks if it's Shaharbe, then the double chazus won't even help for Banisi. If it'll be Shaharbe, not only will Shimon be able to tie the lakakti. That's for sure, that if it's Shahabi, Shimon could tie in a lakachti. The Tzoyis thinks that Shimon could even tie in a banisi. How can he tie in a banisi? There's a double chazus. The Tzoyis wants to say that a double chazus is less of a raya than Shahabi. Because Shahabi is a chazus is only derabanan. It's only a raya derabanan. It's not a raya really that the Torah recognizes. It's only a derabanan. And migoy, he says like this, migoy is a deraisa. Because it's in their ISO. So a double chazus, if it falls over in a Shaharbe, since he could tie in a lakachti, and he has a migoy to say, Banisi migoy to lakachti, so a double chazus, not only will a double chazus not help for lakachti, he doesn't even think a double chazus would help for Banisi. In other words, it's a machlokes mashah and the Tzoyis, about the following case. You have a wall, and you built a double chazus. So it's a raya, they both built the wall. Now the wall falls over. So in the short term, the double chazus is a good raya. Maybe we don't need the raya, because in the short term, it's anyway three slachs and they lit us up. But the double chazus is certainly a raya in the short term. But now it's shaharbe. So what happens now? You have a double chazus, wall fell over, now it's shaharbe. So the mashah says, let's go in half a step back. We'll start half a step further back. The Gemara's question is, what's the point of having a double chazus? Have no chazus at all, and we're reading the Gemara like this. Have no chazus at all, it'll be a chaykun disafik anyway. The Masha asked. No, they said, yes, the Masha. There's still a point in having a double chazus. Because maybe the wall's going to fall over, and it'll be shaharbe. By Shaharbe, he'll be able to taina Banisi Migoy de Lakachti. This goes back to the older Bekrege. Why do you need the Migoy? Why can't he just Shaharbe? Why can't he just taina Banisi? So we saw Rav Naftali, that the Shaharbe only makes Sekis, and it's really, he's left to come out and make some Mechere Raya, and Klapi Banisi is Tfisilach and Neilera Sofik, but Lakachti is a new Sofik, so it's Neilera Sofik Bishusoi. Well, we could plug all of that in, but we don't have to go back into all of that. But we know that right now we'll just take it as but it says in Tyson that base. By Shaharbe you can tie a lakachti, Shimon can tie a lakachti, and he can tie a banisi, migad lakachti. So therefore, ask the mashah, there's still a point in having a double chazus. We need to have a double chazus, because maybe the wall will fall over, and maybe it'll be Shaharbe, and maybe Shimon's gonna want to tie in a banisi, migad lakachti, which he'll be able to do. So that's why you have to have a double chazus. So why didn't the Gemara say that? That's why maybe you need a double chazus. The Masha answers that, yes, it's true that the double chazus here would be helpful to prevent Shimon from timing Bonisi, but that's not really so much help after all, because even if Shimon can't tie in a Bonisi, he could still tie in a Lakachti. So your double chazus over here is not really very much insurance anyway, and therefore the only safe thing is not to allow it to be Shaharbe. So there's no point, therefore. The Gemara said, and therefore, the Gemara's question is, why make a double chazus? The whole point of having a double chazus would only be for a case of Shaharbe, and for Shaharbe, it's only going to help a little bit. It's not really going to be effective, because if Shimon gets a smart lawyer, he'll tie in a Lokachti instead of tying Banisi, so he'll win anyway. So therefore, we can't really help for cases of Shaharbe. All we have to worry about are cases of not Shaharbe. And for cases of not Shaharbe, who needs a double chazus? You could just rely on the Suffolk. Kach, the Rasha. And the site says, it's more than that. A double chazus won't even help. The Gemara's kasha is, why make a double chazus? For the short term, I don't need a double chazus. You'll be chaylik misafik. Even if fell into one guy's shus, it's tislach nailed a safik. And for shah harbe, the double chazus, not only will it not help for lakachli, it won't even help for banisi. Because banisi is miga de lakachli, miga is a deraisa. And a double chazus is only a derabon de keraya. A darbon de karaya is not as strong as a raya of miga, which is a raya of the raisa. So therefore, for shaharbe, Masha said for shaharbe, double chazus will be of little help. And the tzai says that if for shaharbe, a double chazus is going to be of no help at all, because he'll be able not only to tie in a lakachti, but even banisi miga de lakachti, and a double chazus is not going to be good enough to stop it. Yeah.
But we say the anusadi beats the miga, and that's also based on the darbon of.
No, and not Sadi is based on the fact that Bani Misakaisil Bamsa. No, look, that's for sure. The non Sadi is in the rice. Because the non Sadi is based on the fact that it can be kaifin each other.
That's
different, isn't it? I don't know. Them is the whole choice of his hanocha that it's, since the chazus is only the Rabbanon, so it's not as strong as Amigoi, not so posh. I mean, it's not so. Ashes, I would have said it. It's not true. Yeah, maybe the institution of a chazus is the Rabbanon. But the raya from the fact that there is a double chazus is a raya deraisa. Meaning, maybe Rabbanon invented a chazus. But now it's a raya deraisa that, I don't know. You take a photograph of something. It's photographs were invented not by the Torah. They were invented by people. But it could be a raya deraisa. Like, what does one thing have to do with the other? Just because a chazus is the Rabbanon the convention, it doesn't mean that the raya of having a double chazus is not a good raya deraisa. The Ksais is assuming that even the raya of a chazus is a shvacha raya. The Nansadi might be a stronger raya. The Nansadi might be a very, very good raya. Nobody would be stupid enough to spend money to build a chazus himself if he could be kind for the other person to do it. But the chazus, he says, is a shvacha raya. Akapanim, that's what the Ksais wants to say. So Rav Asher Ariel, he said, a beautiful raya to the Mashah against the Ksais. Mamish, a beautiful raya. It's a pella on the Ksais. Let's go back to Madav. Mishnah said by Chotzer, Leficha chim nofal ha-mokam ba-manim shul shayim. So the Gemara asked, Pshita. Which, according to Rashi and Tosfos, what does Pshita mean? Who needs the Leficha chadir ha-tzadi? Ha-mokam ba-manim shul shayim anyway misafik. Let's say like Tysus. We're now in the world of Tysus. So Hamokam Adam Shul Shnei Misafik, and even if it falls over into one guy's Shus, but it's Tisa Lachash Nei Lada Safik. So Pshita Sheach Leiko Ifa Misafik. Who needs the Anan Sadi? Why do I need the Anan Sadi for Hamokam Avanim Shul Shnei? Mikayach the Safik. It should be Hamokam Avanim Shul Shnei. So what's the Gemara there? It's like Tzricho the Nafel Lishus of the Chad Minayim, that it fell into one guy's Shus. And he tied his, and it was shah. So Tais learns it means. What is Novel Shusa coin to Tais mean? You might know it out. Light Shicha, the Novel Shusa the Chad Minayel. Coin to Tais means, not standard, it was Novel Shusa the Chad Minayel, but it was also Shah Harbin. It was Shah Harbin. So without the Lefichoch, he could tie in a Banisim, he could do Lakachti. Comes along the Lefichoch and says, no, it's a Mikam Mokamedin and a Mokam Mavanim Shoshnei. If he really tied his lakachti, he'll win. That's still true. That's that. The Mishnah is not talking about a case where he tied his lakachti. The Mishnah is talking about a case where he's tying banisi miga de lakachti. And had it not been for the lefichach and the anan sade, he would have won because he has a banisi miga de lakachti. If it would only be a suffolk, then he would win with a miga banisi miga de lakachti. But now there's a lefichach and an anan sade, so it's a miga mamokamedim, and he wins with the and it's yachleku. So that's why the Mishnah had to say Lefichoch Himnofel HaMalchim Avanu Shoshnei. Now the Mishnah said Lefichoch Himnofel HaMalchim Avanu Shoshnei. The Mishnah said not just once. The Mishnah says it twice. The Mishnah said it by Chotzer. The Chayim is Kaisel Bemzer. They can force each other to build the Kaisel. Lefichoch Himnofel HaKaisel HaMalchim Avanu Shoshnei. But the Gemara says it again at the end. The Mishnah says it again at the end. That by a bikkur im osu midas shneim, vayinim es hakoysel beemse, vayisin choses mikan o mikan, lefichoch im nofel hakoysel amokim avonim shel shneim. The exact same line in the Mishnah you have by choses when they made a choses lezeh lezeh. And you need a choses lezeh lezeh because the Ramayim, the Gemara, as the Gemara explains. But the Maaseh, if you have a choses lezeh lezeh, lefichoch im nofel amokim avonim shel shneim. So l'chayra, we could ask the exact same kasha. The Gemara could ask the exact same kasha. Pshita. Even without the double chazus. Even if there wouldn't be a double chazus, it would be a chalik nemisafik anyway. So how come the Gemara didn't ask it on the Sefer? The Gemara only asked it in the Reish. The Gemara dalim and aleph. The Gemara says, Pshita, who needs the lefichach? What do you need the raya of lefichach to say a chalik? It's anyway a chalik nemisafik. So why do you should have the exact same kasha in the Sefer? Im osu midas shneim, vayinim es kolis lebemse, vayis echozes mikan u mikan, lefichach im nofa la'mokam avonim shul shneim. The Gemara should say the same thing, pshita. Who needs the double chozes? Just like we asked before, who needs the lefichach? Who needs the anan sadeh? Who needs the anan sadeh with the lefichach? So who needs the double chozes with the lefichach? What's the lefichach? What's the lefichach going on in this last case? In the ratio, the lefichach is going on Lefichach means therefore. Therefore because of what? Because of the Anatzadi. Because they can be kaif each other, they build the kaisel. So lefichach, we have an Anatzadi and Himnofel HaMokam Avonim Shel Shneim. What does it mean over here, lefichach? Because it's a double chazus. Because it's a double chazus, lefichach Himnofel HaMokam Avonim Shel Shneim. So it's mashma, but if it was not for the double chazus, then it wouldn't be Shel Shneim, it wouldn't be Echleikum. Why? Misafik should be Echleikum. The exact same question the Gemara and Dalam and Aleph asks in the first Lefichach, the Gemara could ask in the second Lefichach. So what's the stomach of the answer? Why didn't the Gemara ask it again in the Sefer? Because it already said it in the Reishon. In the Gemara could have asked it in the second Lefichach too, but it's the same teretz. The same teretz that we said for the first Lefichach, that's the teretz for the second Lefichach. Presumably, if the Gemara doesn't speak it out again, so we assume the Gemara doesn't need to speak it out again because the Gemara already went through this. That the reason why you need a lefichach is because without the lefichach, would be and so on and so forth. So we already covered this ground. We don't have to cover it again. So that's in the Sefer as well. Because there's a double chazus. If there wasn't a double chazus and it was only a suffix, and it would be sharbe, you'll be able to tie a banisi migdalakachti. So therefore, if it would just be Sufik, it would be a chayku. But now there's a double chosis, lefichach, and nofel, amokim, avonim, shul shneim. That's, chayr has to be. If that's the case, then it's mefurish. That a double chosis takes off, banisim, you get a lakachti, even by shahar. Which you like the mashal. So a double chosis works, it's mukhuch in the mission itself, from the lefichach. That by Shah Harbe, and Itain is Manisi Migad Lakachti, double chazus works. And that is the Lefichach. Well, so if that's the case, so then we could ask now in Omid Beis, we could ask, so why didn't the Gemara say that's why we needed double chazus? When the Gemara asked, Velo Yasa chazus, Lo Lezele, Velo Lezele, let's forego a chazus. Why didn't the Gemara answer? Yes, the Mashiach is very strong. The Gemara should have answered, I need a double chazus. Because of the case of Shahabi, where without the double chazus, you could tie Nebanis and Migadil Akachli, and it's only the double chazus that creates the Lefichach. So we have to answer like the Mashal. That in the Chirami, when a case like that happens, the double chazus has enough Gemina Lahalocha. Now, the fact that there's a double chazus will now make a Lefichach that if he wants to tie Nebanis and Migadil Akachli, he won't be able to do it. But that's not a reason to prescribe for people they should make a double chazus. Because it's a very far-fetched case because anyway he's going to be able to tie a lakachti. So what is the double chazus? It's not that effective with double chazus. It's much more simple to send people an email that they shouldn't let the kaisel be shaharbe. The making the double chazus for shaharbe is a very limited efficacy. So that can't be the reason why you make a double chazus. So therefore, the Gemara has to say, no, you make a double chazus because of Ramayim. If you're not going to make, if you're not going to make any chazus at all, then he'll sneak up one night and he'll put on a chazus. So therefore, you have to make a double chazus for the Ramayim, for the Ramayim. But the Mishnah now says the emes. Once you're making a double chazus, it has enough to be another halacha too. In a case where it was, it fell over, and he was stupid enough that he allowed it to be shaharvik, which is a stupid thing to do, because then Shimon could tie in the lakachti, even with the double chazus, Shimon really could tie in the lakachti. But it happened, but it could happen, you know. It's a stupid thing to do, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. So lots of stupid things happen. So if it'll ever happen, then it'll be shaharvik. And if Shimon will be so stupid that he's not going to tie in a lakachti, but he's going to tie in a banisi, migad lakachti, so then you should know the double chazus will have nafkimin alocha. That's the lefich. In such a case, it'll be a migad lakamedim, and the double chazus will win.
So, there's two kashas.
On with what Rabbi's saying now, with Russia, there's still no hesder as to why the migo wouldn't work. Meaning, in the first lefichach, we understand that the migo doesn't work because there's an anat sahadi against it. But in this lefichach, the lefichach is not because we have an anat sahadi, we can no longer say the migo. It would just be because it's double chazus, the migo doesn't work. It's still not a hesder in why the migo wouldn't work against double chazus.
Because double chazus is right. The same way an anat sahadi is right, double chazus is right.
But that doesn't answer the
tzaisis. It's an anat sahadi. No, that's not mukhuk. We can say double chazus is an anat sahadi. I a chazus is the rabbanon. What is the matter? It's the rabbanon. It's a mitzvah. Double chazus is a mitzvah, so it's an atzadi.
So you'd have to come out to saying that the double chazus is working as an atzadi the rest anyway.
That's really the pasuk. The chazus is a chiddush.
Also,
the chazus mustama says, I don't remember for sure why the chazus says it. Mustama the chazus says it because he thinks the mashal is a duch. Just from shatim gemara. That, you know, it would be a good idea double chazus for banisi, but who's going to tie an alkachti anyway, so why make a double chazus for that? Some of the says, no, that's a doichik. So he said, no, maybe double chazus doesn't even work for. Maybe banisi migdal kachti is even stronger than a double chazus. But the Rav Asher's tide is that it's mukhuk in the Mishnah not that way. Yeah, in Svar, it's fine. I could hear double chazus is an ansadi.
Also, the kash of Asher was, why don't we have another Gemara? Just like we had by the Federation, we don't have another Gemara.
Right.
What the fichuk is pasha, we shouldn't need a double chazus. Couldn't you just say that that's what the Gemara is asking on Daan Beis? Like it's serving the same purpose of why is. Why do we need a double chazus? Obviously, without the double chazus, it'd be cholik anyway.
No, because it's very different. The Mishnah says lefichachem nofal because it's a double chazus, because there is a double chazus. Therefore, if it falls, I'm welcome by one Mishul Shneim. So Rav Asher asked, the Gemara should ask.
Isn't that essential?
No, it's two different things. In the Mishnah, what the Mishnah says is because it's a double chazus, you say achleikus, implying that if there was no chazus, you wouldn't say achleikus. The Gemara is addressing something else. The Gemara is addressing not the lefichach. The Gemara is addressing what the Mishnah said before, that if because bebikka mokum shno eim chayven oisai, so therefore im osu midas shneim they should make a double chazus. So we're giving them an eisa teiva. If you're doing the midas shneim, make a double chazus. So our Gemara is asking, the way the Mashal explains it, is that an eisa teiva. Why is this an eisa teiva? Why is making a double chazus an eisa teiva? If it's not shaharbe, you don't need a double chazus. And if it is shaharbe, then shimon will tie in a lakachti, so double chazus is not even going to help you so much. So don't make a double chazus. Don't, if it ever falls over, don't allow it to be shaharbe. So why are we telling people to make a double chazus? So the Gemara says, I can't do Ramoy, because we're afraid of Ramoy. But otherwise, we would not tell people to make a double chazus. Now we're going on the lefichach. The lefichach is saying something else, not what's the smart thing to do when you're building a wall. You want to know, when a wall falls over and it has a double chazus, so therefore it's yachleiku. The implication is that if it doesn't have a double chazus, if it has only one chazus, so avada goes to that person. But the implication is that if it falls over and it doesn't have any chazus at all, then it's not yachleiku. Why should that be true? The Gemara should ask. It doesn't ask it, but in this hypothetical Gemara, Rashi is asking. The Gemara would ask, why is that true? Even if there's no chazus at all, it'd be yachleiku.
It might not be, because then we can have it done, because then we want to be concerned for the Ramayim.
No, but it already fell over. What Ramayim? The wall already fell over. The Leficha is going when the wall fell over. So when the wall fell over, because it has a double chazus, therefore it's Yechlekum. It's Mashma that if the wall didn't have any chazus at all, it would not be Yechlekum. So that's as far as Tosfos is concerned. Fine. So what about Rashi? Rashi learns. Rashi doesn't have the whole shahar business. So according to Rashi, if the wool fell over, it becomes a muksa. That's Rashi from the Gemara Nomad Al. So the Fi Rashi, what's the Gemara's kashu? So Rashi speaks out. doesn't mean let's leave it as a suffix. Leaving it as a suffix, that would be very dangerous. It'll fall over, and immediately it'll become a Maisim Mechaber El Avarayah. The Shimon will become a Maisim Mechaber El Avarayah. So we can't just, so the worst kasha must be, not let's leave it as a suffix, but rather, let the lack of a chazus itself be the raya. And the worst teretz is that in a chami, it is. Lack of a chazus is a raya. But it's not a safe thing to do because somebody might slap on a chazus. But in a chanami, in a case where you have a wall where there's taka no chazus at all, lack of a chazus is taka raya. So the Mefarshim ask, so how come by a chotzer the Mishnah says lefichoch because there's an ansadi, therefore if the kaisel fell over, I'm okay by banishul shneim. Imply that if there would not be an ansadi and it fell over, Amokim Abanim would not be Shul Shneim. Why? There's no chazus. Lack of a chazus is a raya. If lack of a chazus is a raya, they both built it. So by a chazus, that should also be true. Lack of a chazus by a chazus should also be a raya if they both built it. So who needs the lefichoch from the ansadi? Forget the ansadi. There's no chazus. It's a raya. Shul Shneim Asul. So make a lefichoch from the lack of a chazus, not from the ansadi. But the Mishnah Mashmah way. The Mishnah's mashma that it's only because Baitim is a Kaisel Bem, so they can be kaif each other to build a Kaisel, because Hezek Kishma Hezek. That's why we know that they built it Peshutfis, because of the Nansadi. Lefichach am Nafal Amokam Anam Shul Shneim. Forget. Dalmi Ocha the Nansadi. There's no Chosis. No Chosis is a right. They both built it. Felix says not share. Felix says not share. Lack of a Chosis would not trump Banisim Bigadil Akachi. But an ansadi trumps me up banisi migdal kachti. But l'fil mashal, and Rav Asher brought, I think, a very beautiful raya in mashal, that a double chosis is as good a raya as an ansadi. So if lack of a chosis is also a raya, then it's also as good a raya as an ansadi. So the Ramban addresses this. Ramban, the base, talks to Rashi and Tosfos. The Ramban says that in a chotzer, Leitiknu chazus bechazer. A chazus, they only instituted a chazus in a bikkur. In a chazer, there is no takhon of chazus, and therefore in a chazer, lack of a chazus is not a raya that they built it together. The lack of a chazus is only raya in a bikkur, not a raya in a chazer. Why didn't they make a takhon of chazus in a chazer? I mean, why not? They should, in a chazer also, what if one guy builds the wall? You should have a chazus for one guy building the wall. Like there should be a, what's that takon of a chazus? Takon of a chazus is, if one guy built the wall, he'll make a chazus. If the other guy built the wall, he'll make the chazus. If they both build the wall, then you make a double chazus to prevent the ramayah. So why in a chazer don't you have such a thing? If one guy built the wall, he'll make a chazus. The other guy built the wall, he'll make a chazus. And maybe if both built the wall, you have to worry about ramayah. So yeah, you should make a double chazus. So the Ramban says that in a chotzer, there's no point to having a chazus. Because what will happen in a chotzer if there's a chazus on one side? What would be in a chotzer if there's a chazus on one side? On Reuben's side, there's a chazus. I mean, there's a chazus that shows that Reuben built the wall. Maybe it's on the far side, but Reuben has a chazus, and it's a chotzer. Now the wall fell down. So who wins? Is it Reuben's? Do we say, oh, there's a chazus that belongs to Reuben? Or do we say, no, there's an ansadi and it belongs to them both? In other words, what's stronger, a chazus or an ansadi? Felix says nothing to talk about. An ansadi is dry, a chazus is drabon. But okay, we're not going with the size. Let's say with the mashup. So a chazus is also a strong raya. So what wins, a chazus or an ansadi? The ansadi of, they obviously built it together because why would he build it alone when he can be kaif for the other guy? That's what you have in a chazus. Or the chazus that says that Reuben built it himself.
If you have a chazus, then why would there be an ansadi?
No, because it's stupid for Reuben to build it. Why would Reuben build it himself if he could be kaif for Shimon to build it with him?
In Sfara, that would be true, but the fact that there's a chazus shows that maybe he did build it on his own for no reason. Maybe
right, that's the question. On the one hand, there's a chazus; it's a raya that he built it on his own. On the other hand, there's an ansadi that it doesn't make any sense. And we could explain the chazus. Maybe the guy snuck in the middle of the night. The other guy is Shimon, and then put the chazus on. Maybe Reuben, rather. Maybe the Reuben's chazan on the far side. The Gemara says it's hard to do, but you could do it. It's possible that Reuben snuck into Shimon's yard and put a chazan on the. You know, the chazan could be lying. So that's the shot. What's the bigger lie? The chazan or the non sadi?
If either Rosh, would it make a difference if theoretically you were in a place where the minhag was, the veil exists, and you were kohen still shalom? Because then the reason you might have built it on your own and not, and there's not an atzadeh, is because you were kohen still the veil shalom.
Yeah, then they asked this, the Taz asked this question on the Rosh. He says, what's the atzadeh? He said, well, clearly, what's the atzadeh? Maybe Reuben built a kohen on his own. Why did he build a kohen on his own? He could have forced Shimon to build it. It's maybe Shimon wanted to be kainish l'tetshalay to build Hutzav Adafna, which according to the Rosh, he's allowed to do. And Reuven didn't want Hutzav Adafna, because then he's going to be running after him all the time, and even though he has Shaifnim Baretz, but Reuven doesn't want to run into the Shaifnim Baretz. So maybe Reuven built the wall of Bil V'Gozis and his Rishus because Shimon was threatening that he's going to be kainish l'tetshalay and building Hutzav Adafna. So then your whole Anansari went up in smoke. Yeah, the Taz has the Kashi on the Rosh. Yeah, the Chrami. It's a Kashi all by itself. But al kapanim, it says in the Mishnah that there is an anatavi. So the Ramban said, yes, Shlomo.
Is there a difference in the fact that it's Shom Harvey? Let's say Reuven has the chazis, but now it's Shom Harvey, the Shimon's Rishos.
Well, if it's Shom Harvey, then.
Now each one has a chazis.
I don't know, but we'd have to. I don't know, that would maybe go into the mix. But right now, let's take a simple case. You have a chazis versus an anatavi. So the Ramban says that Anan Sadi wins. Anan Sadi wins, and he brings a beautiful riot. He says because if the Chazis wins, then in a Chotzer, why don't they have to? Even though normal case they build the Chotzer, they build the Chazel together. Why don't we make them put on a double Chazis? Because of Takanto L'Ramai, that maybe one of them will put a Chazis on his own. I think the Gemara says. The Gemara says the reason why you have a double chazus. Like, ask the chazus like this, ever like this. The Gemara says, no, we're afraid. If they both build it together, and you're not going to make a chazus lezeh lezeh, then one guy will make a chazus and try to pass it off as his own. So why don't we have that concern in a chazur? In a chazur, you build a wall, you don't put on a chazus. The Mishnah only prescribes a chazus in the bikkur, when they're both building the wall. But if they're both building the wall in a chazur, we don't prescribe a chazus. Why not? You should have to have a double chazus. You should have to have a double chazus every time. The normal case in the chazir, when they build the wall together, why don't we tell them to build a double chazis, lest one of them build a chazis on his own? Karchach, that if one of them in a chazir, if one of them builds a chazis on his own, it's not going to help him because the anansadi will beat the chazis. So therefore, it comes out that in a chazir, there's never any point to a chazis. If they both built it together, they don't have to build a chazis. They don't have to make a double chazis. And even if one guy happened to build the chazis, even if for some reason one guy built the chazis on his own, there's no point. He needs a shtar. A shtar probably would help him. But a chazis is not going to help him because the chazis will be trumped by the Anan Sadi. So Mele comes out. That's why Leitikna chazis bechazis. There's never, because in a chazir, a chazis is pointless. The chazis will lose anyway because the Anan Sadi is going to trump everything. So that's why in the chotzer, the mice in the chotzer, there's no point to a chotzer, because the Anan Sadi is like a steamroller, it rolls over everything. One chotzer, two chotzer, the Anan Sadi wins. So therefore the emes is that there's no chotzer in a chotzer. Now that there's no chotzer in a chotzer, so the lack of a chotzer is not a riot to anything, because they take the chotzer by chotzer. So how come I'm okay with one of because of the Anan Sadi, so the reason why the reason why Zechaygu is not because the double chazus is a riot, but because that the lack of a chazus is a riot, they built it together. Like tikkun chazus b'chotzer. The reason why it's Zechaygu is because of the Anan Sadi. We're going back. Our original question was according to Rashi that lack of a chazus is a riot, they built it together. So in a chazur, who needs the Anan Sadi? Lack of a chazus is a riot, they built it together. The answer is. Truth is that had there not been an Anan Sadi, then they would have been Misak and Chazus Bechatzer, and the lack of a Chazus would be a riot, they built it together. But that's not the Emes. The Emes is that there is an Anan Sadi. Since there is an Anan Sadi, a Chazus is useless. Even if Reuben built it himself for some reason, a Chazus is not going to help him. He needs a start. So Leitikna Chazus Bechatzer. Now there's Leitikna Chazus Bechatzer. So now lack of a Chazus is not a riot to anything. Maybe Reuben built it, but he doesn't have a Chazus because Leitikna Chazus Bechatzer. So why Tak is the Yachleiku? parents, the answer is because of the Inan Tzadik. So the emes is that the reason why I say Chayku is because of the Inan Tzadik. That's the Lufichach of the Mishnah. Okay, fine. We'll stop here. The last thing while you finish by yourself, I want to start the Sugya Mitzvah next week of Makif and Nikiv. Could be Sunday. I think Sunday I'm going to... I'm probably not going to say Shira, I'll get a Haskol in the Sugya. There's two parallel Sugyas. There are really two Sugyas that you have to see. Well, I'm not sure about Sunday. Maybe I will say soon. Maybe I will say on Sunday. I'll let you know. But Akaponim, there's two. If I say on Sunday, it's going to be Akadom. I'm not going to start the Gemara and the Mishnah side for sure on Sunday. There's two sugyas you have to do. You have to do the sugya over here. But then there's a sister sugya in Baba Kama, Daf Chof from Abayz, the sugya of Zeh Nenev Zeh Lechos. Starts at the Chof from Aleph, then it goes to Chof Aleph from Aleph. There's a sugya of Zeh Nenev Zeh Lechos. The Gemara brings a raya from Makif and Nikif to the Nenev Zeh Nenev Zeh Lechos. So it's a very important sugya for our Gemara. So that's what I have to see, at least the Gemara Rashi, to see the sugya over there of Zeh Nenev Zeh Lechos. And to see Agamemnon also, at least Gemara Rashi, you can see the whole city.
Which
Mishnah? What? Mishnah? Most of the city is Chof on the face, but I think it's...